Hey, welcome to another episode of the Hammer Drops. I'm back. I know it's been a week that I haven't done a show, or a week and a half. I do apologize, but when you do this as much as I do this, there's just times where you just need to like unplug and take a break. That's exactly what I did. And I'm kind of glad I did, because, you know, the more I was looking at stuff, you know, just the more and more like almost, I don't want to say defeated, but I was getting a little just perturbed, angry. It's just like, because how the hell can America have so many fucking idiots living here? And by idiots, I'm referring to those liberal dumbasses that they literally can't even look themselves, like look in the mirror and tell what's true and what's not anymore. It's just, they believe their own shit that they're spewing that mainstream media or Joe Biden tells them to. And it's just, honestly, it's, you get a fucking headache from having to do this. You know, if you've been under a rock, you know, obviously now that the primaries are over, if you live here in Illinois, you know that Trump won the nomination. You know Biden obviously won Illinois. Okay. We know that Darren Bailey down south, he did not fare too well. He's not, you know, he lost his primary. You know, I think he's going to be another Oberweis where it's just kind of like, let's run to run. He should have just stayed the state level and rode with it like that. And he could have actually helped the state of Illinois more, but I think he got too ambitious and wanted more. I get it. He wanted to help, but unfortunately it backfired. And I think pretty much Darren Bailey is pretty much done. Honest opinion, I think he's pretty much done in politics at this point. I don't see him winning. I just don't see him winning a seat anywhere, you know, at this point. So then you have this Monday comes, you know, Judgment Day comes. Trump has to secure a $464 million bond so he can get an appeal from the corrupt judge out there in New York, because that judge had to make it so high. They're saying that Trump's not going to come up with that money. So what's going to happen next is that they're going to seize his assets. Now, and this is where I want to start off, okay? Because the fact that Trump is now the Republican nominee for president, and they're doing this even before he was a nominee, you know, he was the leading, you know, person to go against Biden. Everybody knew it was going to be that. And here we are. They are literally, and if you can't see this by now, I don't know how big of a painting you need, or a kick in the balls you need, or a slap in the face, or a throat punch. Because if you don't see it, then you're doomed. And that's that. Bottom line is, there's no way, you know, I don't think Trump's going to come up with that money. You know, they're doing everything they can to, you know, to get Trump out, because they don't want Trump. They want Biden. Or, you know, at least, no, they don't want Biden, because Biden, again, by August-ish, I would say by August at the very latest, Biden's going to drop out. That would be why you have good old President Obama going around doing his little thing. I mean, why is he talking to leaders when he's not supposed to be? Isn't that, I mean, that violates the Logan Act, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, him talking to other leaders of other countries. Why is he doing this? Unless he's, you know, we already know that Big Mike, you know, came out, said that she's not going to run, or it's not going to run. I'm sorry. So is he doing this for Gavin Newsom, which would be disastrous for this country to have Newsom as our president, Mr. Arm in Arm with Xi Jinping? I mean, come on. He literally cleaned up his state just for a communist dictator to come over to San Francisco. And we already see how San Francisco is. Are you ready for the whole United States to be like that? But that's for another, and I get it. I jumped topic here, but that's for something else. My whole thing here, let's get back to, you know, let's, with this whole New York thing and Trump. Now, they're doing this intentionally because they're trying to trap his money, like I said before in other episodes. Because with no money, how are you going to campaign? Well, now you have the RNC pretty much underneath Trump control, but there's only so much that they're going to be able to do. They're literally doing everything they can to stop Trump from winning. Now, my question for you, any liberals out there, if this was Biden, if roles were reversed, you would see every fucking liberal from East Coast to West Coast, North to South in an uproar about it, saying how they're attacking him. I mean, they've already done it with the impeachment, saying how they're attacking Joe Biden or with his kid. They're attacking Joe Biden, but they do the same thing to Trump, do the same thing to his son and his family, and that's okay because Donald Trump is supposedly a criminal. He's got 91 indictments, bogus indictments, mind you. You know, what about Biden here? What about the, you know, he was literally recorded saying that he talked to the state, to the attorney or the district attorney over in Ukraine or whatever, to basically drop charges against his kid before they would give him millions of dollars. And what happened? That prosecutor got fired. And what happened then? They got their $10 million. Literally, you can find this video anywhere across the web, but because I'm saying it, or another conservative says it, it's not true. It's false information, right? Or how about the fact that, you know, Joe Biden, you know, they're going to court right now, the Supreme Court's hearing it, about suppressing information back in from the 2020 election, where all of their group got together with the FBI and they saw a tweet and they called up Twitter and like removed that tweet. And what did Twitter do? They complied and removed it. They do it on Facebook all the time as well, Instagram, you know, but that's okay because free speech on platforms before didn't matter. There was no such thing. It was all, you know, disinformation, and who decides that? Bots and other people's opinions. That's what decides it. So what's going to happen come Monday if Trump doesn't secure this money? Well, they've already said they're going after Mar-a-Lago. They're going after Trump Towers. They're going to seize his bank accounts. I mean, they're going to do all this stuff. What do you think is going to happen next? And this is what they're hoping for. They're hoping that by doing this and seizing all of his assets and all of this stuff, that it's going to stop Trump. Are you guys fucking crazy? You realize you're just making Trump even more of a martyr. You're making Trump even bigger. Democrats are now starting to see it. What do you think is going to happen in the election? All these fucking liberals all throughout, even all on X, they're all saying how Biden's this great guy. He's pro-union. Well, before we go any further, if he's pro-union, so fucking pro-union, then why is it just in Chicago alone, over 1,000 union workers have been laid off on natural gas lines? Answer me that, if he's so pro-union. Just like Governor Pritzker, so pro-union, and yet we have that many layoffs in the gas industry in Northern Illinois alone because of Pritzker's gotta go green bill and quantum computers and all that other bullshit. You know, we've been down this rabbit hole before about this whole fucking green push and how you can take two city blocks in Chicago and everybody has, you know, a charging station at their house, which reminds me, this is another thing I would love to know the answer to. How the fuck is every house in Chicago going to have a charging station when all these people park out on the streets, or any big city for that matter, New York, Minneapolis, you name it? How are they going to have charging stations? They're not. And if they did, if they plugged into their home, I've talked to people that actually have hybrids that charge them at home. And what happens is when they plug it in, they can't use anything else in their house because if they use anything else, it's going to pop a fuse and then there you fucking go. What do you think is going to happen in the fucking grid when everybody plugs in? It's going to go down like in fucking flames and you've got nothing. All this is for control, folks. I've talked about the CCP. If you look at the CCP, which, you know, they wanted, you have all these other countries that, you know, climate, you were in a climate crisis and this and that. And yet we don't look at countries like China who emit the most pollution and we don't do nothing about it. Instead, we have to come here to the United States and be like, we have to come into control. We have to, you know, eliminate gas cars and gasoline and oil and this and that when we use oil for everything, to run machines, to, you know, manufacturing, everything. You use oil for everything. But what do I know, right? I guess this whole episode is going to get you to think about what's actually going on, because I think there's people out there that actually need to fucking think. So if you know somebody that needs to think, share this with them. If they need to, you know, sit back and be like, whoa, okay, there you go. Because if roles were reversed right now and this was Biden, you would have an uproar. Yeah, Republicans aren't happy with the attack on Trump because we all know it's bullshit. We all know what they're trying to pull. If you haven't seen it yet, then I don't know what to tell you. But that's what's going on. So how is the election, how is this 2024 election going to play out? Are we going to have another 2020 on our hands? I mean, you have people like General Flynn that are predicting a black swan event that's going to happen sometime soon. And for, unfortunately, folks, he's been pretty fucking accurate. You know, when he says something like that, something usually happens. So what's it going to be? You know, Boeing's having nothing but problems, and I wouldn't recommend anybody getting in a fucking airplane anytime soon. I can almost see fucking planes dropping out of the sky with what's happening. I mean, what is actually going to happen? I mean, that's the key, because that's what's going to shut everything down. You know, what if it is airplanes? What if planes start dropping? Well, now you're going to ground air travel. You're going to do all that, and now they don't want you to travel. So, I mean, it's already to that point. They don't want you to travel, hence gas prices are so high. Tickets for airplanes are so high. They're having problems with airplanes now. Train derailments are happening. Why do they want to keep us all in one spot? You should be asking yourself that as well. So, back here at home, you have in Illinois, you have Governor Pritzker. And like I already said about the union workers being laid off, Mr. Pro-Union, like Democrats always claim they are pro-union when they're not. But back here, you have him touting, you know, the end to sales tax on groceries. Okay. Like I said in other episodes, it's 1%. You're literally saving, what, a dollar per $100 you spend. So you're saving $3 at a grocery store. If you truly cared about the Illinois people, or the people of Illinois, whatever however you want to put it, wouldn't you, I don't know, maybe take away the tax, the state tax on gasoline? Because that would help out many, many people in Illinois that have longer commutes to work. No, that would be too easy, because that's their money cow. That's how they get all their cash, is by stuff like that. And they're going to raise taxes too. So, I mean, we have that to look forward to. I mean, you know, where do you think all this student loan relief is going to go? It's coming back on us, folks. That's just how it is. Yeah. I wish I had, you know, like something better to tell you guys today, but I really don't. Because you need to start looking at the big picture and what's going on. The 2020 election, if you don't know what Hammer Scorecard is, look it up. What Hammer Scorecard is a program that can go in and literally like take votes from X and put it onto Y. And now I'm not referencing, because of all you, you know, liberals, I'm not sitting here saying how Trump is going to, you know, that the 2020 election was stolen or anything like that. But what I want you to do is, the election wasn't contested. Okay. They tried to contest it, but the Democrats spend hundreds of millions of dollars to avoid any of it to being contested. Okay. Let's just be honest here. Now, what the Hammer and Scorecard is, like I was saying, is a program that goes in and it can take votes from this person and move them over here and keep them in such a small margin that you can't contest it, like a 3% margin. If it's a 3% or under, you really can't contest it, even though the Republicans have been trying and the Democrats have spent hundreds of millions of dollars blocking it. Now, what I want you to do is you go to those key swing states, because I've already done this, In each one of the swing states, Joe Biden won by 3% or less. And in those same states, mind you, they all shut down counting at the exact same time. Now, I mean, is that just, conspiracy? Is that just, obviously that's a conspiracy, but I mean, is that just, random? I mean, does that just happen? It just seems awfully weird to me how in the state of Pennsylvania, he won by, I think it was like 2%. In Georgia, it was like a half a percent, or, not even a full percent, maybe like, 0.9% he won by. Same thing with Nevada, same thing with Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin. I live close to Wisconsin, and I spend a lot of time up that way, riding motorcycles and stuff like that, go up that way because, let's face it, the roads are much nicer in Wisconsin than they are in Illinois, and we're taxed to death over here. But we rode up there, and all you saw, Trump signs everywhere, no matter how far, as far north as Milwaukee, Madison, whatever, Trump, that's it. And yet somehow, that fateful day, they shut everything down just like Georgia did, Pennsylvania did, and somehow overnight, he won by that small margin. You don't believe me? Go look it up. You can look up at the 2020 elections and you can see the small margins he won. And I even went further back. I went back into the 2016 elections for Hillary Clinton. There was no small margins like that. It was either they won it or they lost it. That was it. And then I went further back. I went to Obama versus Mitt Romney, and then Obama versus the other guy. And then I went back to Bill Clinton, and same thing. And see, here's where it gets very interesting, is because it was good old Obama's last term where he authorized this program. Funny how that works, isn't it? They weren't counting on Trump winning in 2016, and they sure as hell weren't going to let him win in 2020. So what do you think they're going to do for 2024? Well, we see what they're doing. They're trying to bankrupt Donald Trump right now. I mean, you can literally see it. And then you have a former president who is like me or you now. He's, he's just a regular citizen going and talking to foreign leaders in direct violation of the Logan Act. Because if that was Donald Trump going right now to go talk to any other leader in the world, they would bring him up on that. They would, but they're not doing it to Obama. And by the way, I mean, if you haven't caught this yet, Obama's the only president that has never left D.C. And this is why the speculation that everybody thinks that Biden is just a puppet and it's actually Obama's third term right now. See, this is all stuff that you should really think about. Look at the big picture. Don't believe what you're seeing on mainstream media. You got to dive into it and look at it. Because let's be honest, if you could sit there and honestly say that they would do the same exact thing to Biden that they're doing to Trump right now, if roles were reversed, then you're just fooling yourself. They don't want Trump to win. They don't want him to win because he's an outsider. They know he's going to bring it all down, hence why you have Republicans leaving the House. Why are they leaving the House? Why are they resigning? They're resigning so the Democrats can take over, so Akeem Hicks can try and pass a bill to prohibit Donald Trump from running for president. That is their ace up the sleeve that they think they have right now. And that's why you're seeing Republicans leaving the House right now, the House of Representatives. Bet you didn't know that. Probably wouldn't even put two and two together or even think about that. But the problem is people don't think unilaterally. They just see what's in front of them like, oh, okay, whatever. They don't think about it. You got to think of every step as you're going unilaterally instead of up and down, or else you're just going to be spinning your wheels and you're not going to see what's coming. I can tell you right now, this year, 2024, this summer is going to be brutal because now, miraculously, you have an issue over in Haiti where the gangs of Haiti have taken over and they're killing people and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And now our good president, Joe Biden, is going to allow these Haitians to come here to the United States. And why? don't we have enough illegals in our country right now? And mind you, in Illinois, there is an illegal who got busted with a handgun, and a federal judge let that person go and said that they don't need a proper FOID card or anything like that to own a firearm. Because apparently in the Revolutionary War, there was England sympathizers that had guns. What the fuck does that have to do with now? Is my question. So they're giving illegals the right to own firearms when people who have, like, they did something stupid when they were 17, 18 years old, got tried as an adult, haven't been in trouble in 30, 40 years, can never get a gun, but an illegal who we can't do a fucking background check on can. So that is how fucked up your government is. That, my dear, is how the Democrats operate. That's how they get the votes. Unfortunately, in the state of Illinois here, there's Cook County and Chicago decide our state all the time. So it really doesn't matter when it comes to national elections like presidents and all that stuff in Illinois, because they've already rigged it. Cook County, Chicago is going to decide everything. But what you can do when it comes to locally, and that's where we got to really start, folks. Locally, your towns, your counties, your sheriffs, stuff like that. You need to put, those are the elections that matter the most. As much as I hate to say it, essentially your voice isn't heard when it comes to national elections like presidents and all that stuff. Because, you know, like here in Illinois, 98% of Illinois hates Governor Pritzker, hates Joe Biden, hates the Democrats. It's Republican. 98% of Illinois is Republican. Look at it. Look it up. You'll see it. Except for your Cook County, which is Chicago, your DuPage County, your fucking Lake County, by Springfield a little bit, and that's your 2%. The 2% decide Illinois, unfortunately. And that is why all these illegals that are coming are in Chicago, so they can keep it, because people have fled Chicago because of the violence and all the bullshit that's going on there. That's why they're letting them still come. Which brings me to this point. And I want you to seriously think about this here, folks. You need a driver's license or an ID, right, to buy a pack of cigarettes. You need an ID to drive a car. You need an ID to open up a bank account, to get a gun, to get a credit card, to buy a house, to buy a car. Well, I said a car, to rent a house. But heaven forbid you say you need an ID to vote, and the moment you say that, you're racist. I mean, come on. Shouldn't you have an ID, and shouldn't the people at the polling stations demand you show a state-issued ID to vote? And I'm not talking, and when it comes to illegals and immigrants and all that stuff, if you're not a legal citizen in the United States, then you do not get a state-issued ID. They should give you something else. Because these illegals have no fucking right to vote in our elections until they become a U.S. citizen legally. And that's just the way it is. So I hope this episode has raised your eyebrows and made you think, because that's what I wanted. That was my intention with today. Because what's good for one isn't for the other. And if your name is Trump, you're screwed. But if your name is Biden, you're golden, because it doesn't matter what you do. Bribery, showering with your fucking daughter, how, you know, having classified documents when you're a senator and a vice president found, you know, I mean, you're a guy that can't be tried. You know, they won't try you because you're too old and feeble-minded, but you're okay to run as president. That is the country, the banana republic we live in today. That's what's wrong with America. You have Obama essentially pulling the strings. Biden is just there as a puppet. Mark my words, by August, Biden's dropping out. Either Gavin Newsom or Big Mike's coming in. And that's why Obama's doing his rounds right now. Always keep your eyes on the bouncy ball. Don't believe what the news is telling you because they're distracting you from the fucking truth. And remember this, Illinois, if your governor gave a shit about you, he would drop the gas tax and he would stop the attack on union jobs that are trying to fix infrastructure to make it safer for you and me in the long run. Now, on that note, folks, that's where we're going to end it today. I hope you enjoyed it. The episode, if you know a liberal that this will offend, share it with them. Because maybe, hopefully, by grace of something, they'll get them to think and maybe they'll actually decide, I'm voting for the wrong fucking person and vote for the right one. But we know that's not going to happen. They're set in their ways. But definitely share this with whoever you'd like. Until the next time, folks, I'm going to end the show how I always end it. But I'm going to do it a little bit differently. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Ukraine. Close our borders and save America. I'm out. You all be good to one another. Until the next time.